League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. On the grid. Not much going on in terms of live action. Let's just get that out of the way right now. And I'm sorry. You know, listen, if you would like to dabble in the NBA Summer League, or the MLS, or, you know, God forbid, the WNBA. I mean, whatever. You want to go get involved, God bless and good luck. Instead, tonight, Carver and Lisi, it's a football show. That's right. It's a football show tonight on Carver and Lisi, as I've been jacked up watching all these guys, sweet Kirby Smart and Steve Sarkisian, all these used car salesmen trying to tell you how kids come to play football at their school because of the conversation and all that. They don't come because of money. Sure they don't. Big football show tonight. And the golf with the final major of the year teeing off really in about 5.5 hours, 1:30 a.m. East, is when the first group will go off. Paddy Harrington will hit the first ball of the Open Championship at Royal Portrush, the 153rd Open it will be. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! Fertitude, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Let me tell you, what an Open that was. Joe Buck Pipes. Unbelievable. You sound like Joe Buck coming into that
Open. I'm fired up. Fast and loose.
Fired up. Thankfully. Hey, we hit it last night. When you texted me, I thought you were pulling my leg. You were pulling my leg last night.
Me and Joe, for those who weren't with us last night, me and Joe, obviously, you know, when do we not go after the over? So not only did we go after the over in the All-Star game, we had to pump it up to 10.5. So when we left after two hours, it was a snooze fest. I mean, we were belly aching. This game's awful. It's slow. It's awful. This is pathetic. What are we doing here? Blah, 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 blah. Me and Joe got off the air. And it was like the floodgates opened. Polar Bear 3-run homer. Corbin Carroll homer. Here comes the American League. Rooker with a 3-run homer. Now, I was nervous, Joe, because it was, 6-4 going into the 9th inning. And it was 6-4 in the 7th, and I was like, all right, we got 2.5 innings here. We just got to get one run across. We're going to be in good shape. And they got to the top of the 9th, and the NL was bringing in, you know, really they saved the two closers, Suarez and Diaz, for the ninth inning. Didn't matter, Joe. They scratched him across, baby. Got over that 10.5, and then they, I didn't even know they were doing the dopey swing-off to determine who won the game. It didn't matter for us at that point, Joe. We were already in the bag with the 10.5.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I didn't watch a stitch of it after we got off air. I could care less. It was, as far as I was concerned, it was boring. But, hey, the fact that we nailed it, and I kept looking. Did Lindor come through? No,
that was his last at bat when we were on. Yeah, that was it. He left the game. He left the city.
I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if you knew this, but I got this from Front Office Sports, okay?
Oh, look at you.
Did you know these pigs that got to wear the microphone, they paid them an additional $15,000?
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, ML players who agreed to wear a microphone for the broadcast received a $15,000 bonus, right? You know, it wasn't good enough that Kershaw got all the bells and whistles and the greetings and the salutations. The pig had to take another $15,000 on top of that for wearing his mic. I mean, these guys are gluttons, Carver. Let me tell you. And not only that, Manfred was nervous last night because that viewership was going down like a dart last night. Bring out the Goldilocks balls. Break them out. They got the Goldilocks in the final four innings. That's what saved the day. And that's what they do now with the Nerfy and all this other junk that you could bet on. It's all manipulated. You know that. Come on.
Yeah, look, it is what it is.
Happy you know, we got it.
I'm glad that Rob changed the balls. He brought the Goldilocks balls in, and the balls started flying out. So that helped us, Joe. And we go to the, we cash the ticket, and we move along. No baseball now until Friday. We got tonight off. We got tomorrow off. And then we get back to it. We'll spend tomorrow night looking at the matchups because, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really sticking with, like, two things tonight. It's a football show. And the golf, like that's it. I don't need to be anywhere else tonight. I really don't on this Wednesday with nothing else happening.
I mean, let's be honest. There's no really talking points, major news across the sports, and we are in the final stretch run. We're 38 days left for the college football season.
50 to the NFL.
50 to the NFL. I mean, we wait any longer. I mean, we're going to be passed by Secretariat. Hey.
I was gassed up today, Joe. I was looking through the Ole Miss schedule, seeing if we can get him across that 8.5.
Ole Miss, no shot.
Georgia, sell.
Interesting.
Gunner Stockton, the 22-year-old quarterback. Everybody's excited.
I'll buy.
Who's your boy I was watching today, too? Who's the guy at Mississippi State? Brent Letty? Over at Mississippi State, up at the podium today.
Levy.
How about that Hugh Freeze? He's a joker too, right? At Auburn, he's dead man walking. Also, he better hope they win some games this year.
Hugh Freeze. I told you this last night, and I'm not backing down. He could be Brian Horson 2.0. The fact that I told you now he's relying on that hack from Oklahoma, Jackson Arnold. That I don't know if you saw Jackson Arnold. He's like a deer in the headlights. He cost me, I had over 225, Jackson Arnold, when they played Ole Miss. At the end of the third quarter, okay, he had 196 passing yards or something like that, right? He wound up getting 10, and they were trailing by 12 points the whole fourth quarter. That's how much of a hack he is, okay? Hack central. And this guy, Hugh Freeze, is relying on action Jackson Arnold to carry him over the finish line. Sold. That team's got no heart. Hugh Freeze, I told you, he was better off when he was in the hospital bed against Dino Babers and Syracuse.
Sell.
I think he had kidney stones that night or something. He was unbelievable. You're getting everybody jacked up. Tiger Man in Utah.
He
brought a tear to his. These guys crying because they finally talked football. I mean, really? Unbelievable.
Yeah, look, it's we're ready to rock tonight. I'm even watching the replay.
You're locked and loaded? You're locked and loaded.
Oh, I'm locked and loaded. I'm watching the replay from the Open Championship at the range this morning that they're running on the Golf Channel. I'm watching all the guys at the range here getting ready. I'm pumped for the golf. I'm pumped for the football. It's on now, Joe. It's football time.
That's it. It's on like the Donkey totals, Kong.
Got the win totals all lined up. We're doing some tonight. SEC win totals. Him. It's on. I'm listening to all these sales, used car salesmen in Atlanta this week. Has got me fired up. I'm ready for the season
right
now.
You should
Can't
be
wait.
Right with them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
I'm here with you on a Wednesday night as there's a lot going on. By the way, Joe, you know, last night we spent a minute or two. We were talking about World Series of Poker main event final table.
Yeah.
And it's already over. They ended with four last night, and then they came back today with the last four. The grinder cleaned them out in like an hour, not even 2 hours flat.
Well, the guy that was in first, right?
Mike Mizrachi, the grinder.
So what did he win? What did he win? What was the final pot?
$10 million, just to him.
Wow, that's just as big as we said with the guy Gold, Jamie
yep.
Gold,
yep.
Right?
The guy who finished second, Joe, this John Wozniak.
Yeah.
Got $6 million for second. $6 million for
bad.
Second place.
Let me tell you, it doesn't matter. You're not sweating. If you're in like the final two, or in this way it was the
Joe,
final four, right?
The final four guys
are making $1 million, no?
The whole final table did, I think. The guy who finished third got $4 million.
Ah, man, you're not sweating then.
Fourth got $3 million.
Like, yeah, it's almost like live. You're not sweating at that point. You're in the final four. You're not. You know I'm
Maybe
right.
That's why these guys dumped so fast. They knew that Mizrachi was going to win. He had like 90% of the chips in play when they came back today.
Yeah, I mean.
The first guy who finished fourth, he went out the first hand when they started today.
Yeah.
The second guy.
I would
second
do the same
hand,
thing.
The guy went out third.
Yeah.
The first two hands,
yeah.
Two guys went out. They were looking to party.
Yeah, at that point, you it's like risk mitigation, right? You know, okay, if for me to take this guy down, I'm going to need an epic run. What are the odds of it? And is $3 million or $6 million, depending where you are, second to fourth, is it still worth it after taxes? You guys still with the $3 million walking away with 1.5, 1.75, 1.8?
I was going to say, what, you know, I wouldn't know this because I would never be able to, you know, I would never probably find
That's
myself 40% in a place
to walk
out of this money, much money. I was going to say, because you're a guy who knows big numbers like this in casinos and elsewhere. So you've got some experience in this. What's the grinder leaving that place with $10 million? How much is he actually leaving?
Roughly six.
You think six?
Yeah.
Probably just about.
Yeah, I mean, 39%.
How sick is that, Joe? Think about that. $10 million. They're taking four out of the $6 million from him.
Depending if he's got.
Criminal. you got to be kidding me.
39.5%, 40%, maybe even 42%, plus state tax.
Yeah, it's that's tough. Hey, still six. I get what you're saying. It's still $6 million. Guy grinded out 10 mil. I got to give four of it back?
Like Johnny Skidmarks for 4 days in Vegas, and all of a sudden, you know, he ain't getting that back. His stomach had to be like, you know, although probably not him. Like the guy's battling.
He's been playing a long time. He's been the grinder for a long time.
No, what I'm saying is the guy's like in the 4 to 6, knowing if you're going to make the cut on number four and knowing that potentially the pot is 3 million. You know the odds that you had to have, like going to like fighting with the guy in fourth?
It seemed like the ones that finished fifth through ninth, Joe, were all between like 1 and 2 million. It was all kind of in that area. And then the jump was to 3, then to 4, then to 6, then to 10. So
life changing.
No, it's absolutely.
I mean, 3 million, you're still, even if you want to give, you say, you know what, just take 50%. You know, whatever you get back after you get back, it's still $1.5 million. You're walking away on the $3 million pot. It's crazy.
Let me just tell you something, Joe. I'd watch the World Series of Poker every day of the week over some of the nonsense that's on TV tonight. Okay? Any of it.
I couldn't even tell you what's on. What's on?
Any of the nonsense. Summer League, WNBA. I watched the World Series of Poker.
Well, now, are the ESPYs tonight, or is that a rerun?
You know, it's funny. Pharrell said that to me today, and I didn't even realize they still did it. I didn't even realize it was still
live.
Still
is it
make
live
it.
Or is it?
Joe, I like I was saying, I didn't even know it was still around until he said it today. I said they're still doing the ESPYs. They're still running people out for that.
Yeah,
Joe, furthest thing from my radar. In fact, Joe, I'll tell you this: I'd watch one of these WNBA games tonight before I'd watch the ESPYs. That's how bad it is, and that tells you something right there.
I can't. I hate any award show. I can't stand it.
Joe, we're all messed up here tonight.
They got Rush Hour 2 on with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan.
Joe, put the golf on. Watch a little. Get a little prime for the golf. Put the golf on for a little bit. Let's go. Potty Harrington's teeing off at 1:30 a.m. East. Come on. Let's go.
I'm watching Rush Hour 2. They got Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker battling right now. Great movie. Pow!
Pow!
Pow! Pow!
Pow!
Love it. Love it. Now, this is a big night.
Trying to get the sound the soundboard back there. Matias is trying to get the soundboard back.
The big night in aid.
Pow! There's pow! He's trying to get it back.
It's a big night in AEW wrestling, you know?
Who?
AEW.
Again, I'm not up to speed. I'm not up to verse with any of it. I didn't even know there was what's that one.
Now, did you? Well, there's a whole network on it. Whole radio network now.
That's not.
Did you know that?
God bless if you're into it. I'm not. I don't know anything about it. I don't know nothing about it. I am so Joe locked in on this golf for this week. I love the Open Championship. I'm locked in for the golf.
Are you betting Ortiz, Carlos?
Do you want to play him? Are we going to put him in the? Are we going to put him in our make the cut parlay? We're going to do the make the cut parlay. Is Ortiz going to be in it?
I mean, I would like to put him in make the cut parlay, but I mean, this Fleetwood has that much juice this week, 26-1.
He never wins.
But why is he? Never. Why is he a front runner?
People like him.
They got this guy, you know, they got my guy in there, O'Bear.
Yeah, forget him, O'Bear.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
All right, Joe. Let's start to get into this a little bit here. Because I'm excited about getting into the football with you. Now, I know you've got your favorites.
Are we doing the golf or are we doing the football? What are we doing?
Let's do a little football. Save the golf for a little bit. We'll do the golf in the second hour. We'll start the second hour with the make the cut parlay, okay?
All right.
We'll start the second hour with the make the cut parlay. Let me give you a little college football. Get you wet the whistle here for you a little bit.
Wet the palate.
Wet the palate. I'm going to do a little bit more than that today, believe it or not.
Shocking.
I know.
So, what happened?
The first one I want to go to is this Georgia, because you're all fired up about this Kirby Smart and the Gunnar Stockton and
guys. You're bashing the guy. He's been the most consistent head coach in college football outside of Nick Saban over the past four or five seasons. You're bashing the guy. The guy won two national championships, was in line for a third. And we're going to bash this guy?
Now, I'm not going to bash him for the first thing. You know what I always do when I first look at a team schedule for that year? I can't get on Kirby this year. I could, but I'm not going to.
What do you mean you could? How?
I could.
For what?
I'm going to give Kirby a pass because historically, Kirby almost always schedules a great game early in the year, a great non-conference game. He's got a pretty high success rate, whether it's been the Oregons, the Clemsons. He's very good. Now, he didn't this year, but I'll give him a pass this year, Joe, because in the past, at least he's got the stones to once in a while schedule a big-time team to start his season. Took a break this year. That's okay.
Well, all right. Wait a second. Hang on. Can we just stop a second? Sure. It's not just one season. He started last year with Clemson. The year before was with Oregon.
This is one season he doesn't have a big non-conference game.
I understand that, but you said once in a while. He typically does that almost every year. And that's
He's been very good.
Claude Felton, the SI, is making that. The athletic director.
He's taking a break for a couple years. You know, and then he's playing Louisville next year, and then he's got FSU and Louisville the year after that. You know,
not exactly
Oregon and Clemson like he's been playing. But, you know, I'm willing to give him a pass.
I'm so happy that it's possible, but either way,
here's what they got for Georgia, whose number's 9.5, Joe, with juice to the over, -168 to the over on this 9.5.
Yeah.
Home for Marshall, home for Austin Peay at Tennessee.
First SEC game. Go ahead.
Bye week and then home for Alabama. Tennessee, Alabama. First two SEC games this year for Georgia.
Yeah, not easy.
Home Kentucky. At Auburn. Home for Ole Miss. Bye. the cocktail party in Jacksonville against the Gators, at Mississippi State, home for Texas, home for Charlotte. No more Biff Pogge. Remember that? Biff Pogge out of the mix now with Charlotte.
Wow. That really moves the needle, Carver. Thanks for bringing that up.
And they finish, of course, against Georgia Tech.
Which is no easy task because they took them to 8 overtimes last year.
Georgia Tech, he screwed that game up. They should have beat Georgia last year. He did a bad job. He got a little deer in the headlights towards the end. He let Kirby manage the game better in the overtimes. Key got a little deer in the headlights. I hope he learned some lessons from that fiasco with the 8 overtimes, letting Kirby call timeout every 5 seconds. Hopefully Key's better suited, Joe, next time when he gets that chance for the big upset. I hope he's ready for it next time.
I didn't really. You seem to have all the answers. It sounds like you're up on the podium. I mean,
waiting for you. You said you wanted to open it up. Let's open it up. Get the football talk going.
Very well versed. Let's not forget Brent Key and Georgia Tech. At least give them most credit. What matters most is that they covered back-to-back games against Georgia. They covered as
a
26. In Atlanta 2 years ago, they were catching 23.5, 20-24. They lost by 12 points, and they were catching. Here we go. You know, the guy covered two games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Am I allowed to comment on Georgia? No, you bring it up
I'm gonna kick the can over to you. Let me find out what you like about it. What do you think about this 9.5? Sounds like you think it's a breeze.
I think they're the only team. About this, I think they're the only team worth putting a national championship ticket in at 6-1. I think they are the one team where if you say, okay, they had a little bit of a drop-off in regression last year, what team on paper do you believe more in, and head coach, do you believe more in to win a natty without even seeing how the season progresses? It's Georgia. Knowing how he recruits, knowing how he coaches defense, and knowing that basically they were the most dominant team for the past 3 seasons, yeah, I think they're there. I think they're one of the best teams this year. And you look at the offense, Gunnar Stockton, they got Oscar Delp, Dylan Bell coming back, Nate Frazier. Oscar Delp, the tight end, Dylan Bell, the wide receiver, Nate Frazier, the running back. They're going to revamp the offensive line, and the defense is all Kirby. I mean, the bottom line is I don't care how many people moved on to the NFL. The defense is all Kirby. They were a young defense last year, and I think he coaches them up this year. It's just going to come down to the sky. Why do we believe in Texas and Arch Manning? Why? What did they do? They beat Arizona State. They got smashed by Ohio State. They lose Isaiah Bond. They lose their star wide receiver, Matt Golden. They lose Gunnar Helm. You got Arch Manning and nobody else. You got C.J. Baxter and Wisner. Okay, great. Is the defense going to be better than Georgia's, in your opinion? I don't think so. Here we go. You know, you just love Sark. You love kissing this guy's ass. You know, Sark, it's like Sark gave you an envelope on the side, and everything you do is got to pump this guy up.
I'm a little down on Sark, honestly, after listening to him this week.
Hang on. You're not in on Georgia. You're not in on Texas. You're certainly not in on BK and LSU. Let me guess. Alabama and Kalen DeBoer, another guy that's not won anything.
Not in on them.
So in the SEC, what's your go-to? Let me hear this, Wheel.
It's Lane Kiffin's time.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin and Austin Simmons, gutless, and I love Lane, but gutless Jackson Dart and Ole Miss that couldn't knock off DJ Lagway in Florida.
Jackson's not there anymore.
Oh, they got Austin Simmons. Woo-hoo-hoo! They lose Trey Harris. Well, what are they going to do? They lose Ulysses Bentley. They lose Walter Nolan. You tell me, who's going to step up and make a play?
Sounds like you're upset about it.
Last year was the year. Last year was the year, and they blew it.
So you don't think they'll make the college football playoff?
No, they have no shot. As a matter of fact, No shot. And look at me right now. As I already told this to Bet on Football Full Circle, you know, the show I do during the day, right? Football, under the 8.5 for plus money. I already said it. All right? I said it, not you. Okay? Me, not you. So go ahead. Take a shot. 10 wins. You feel strong? Come on.
Well, let me see here.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, go through the schedule.
Georgia State at home. That's a win.
Yes.
At Kentucky, that's a win.
Yeah, because wait a second. Hang on. Because they beat Kentucky last year in the Grove with Jackson Dart, right? No, they didn't. They were 17.5, 18-point favorites.
These are different teams. These are different teams this year.
This is why I can't
Kentucky's
do this show.
Kentucky's got nobody. Nobody, Kentucky.
Arkansas at
home, that's a win.
Why is that a win? Taylon Green.
Tulane at home, that's a win. LSU at home, probably get him at their place. That's a win. It's a 5-0 start. Washington State at home, 6-0. All right, they'll lose at Georgia, 6-1. Oklahoma, no good. They'll win there, 7-1. Home for South Carolina, 8-1. The Citadel, 9-1. Florida at home, 10-1.
Yeah.
Egg Bowl, 11-1. Him. Oh, numbers only 8.5? Up, and away. Oh, they don't got 3 losses on this schedule. They don't got 4 losses on this schedule. Do they? What's the number? Was it 8.5 or 9.5?
8.5.
Who?
He's gassing me up. This is why.
They don't have 4 losses there.
All right. Hang on. Okay? Hang on. Yeah. Yeah, they smashed Arkansas. You're right. That was the game that Taylon Green got hurt and the defense couldn't do anything. They lost to Kentucky last year. They're not beating LSU because that could be a game where Brian Kelly could be fine. I know they beat LSU and Jaden Daniels last time in the Grove. They ain't doing it with Austin Simmons, okay? No, they're not. They're going to go into Norman. Hang on. They're going to go into Norman, okay, against Oklahoma that smashed Jalen Milroe and Alabama and held them to 3 points. But Lane and Ole Miss are battle-tested. They're going to beat them up?
Yeah.
Okay. And Lenora Sellers in South Carolina, going to beat them up?
If there's a team that I want to see crash and burn more than any in the SEC this year, it's that South Carolina team. I'm tired of that Beamer also. I don't need to listen to him anymore. That guy, what was it? What were they, like 7-5 last year? And he was yelling about not being in the playoff? What'd they go last year, Joe?
9-3.
Please. Didn't deserve to be there.
Crazy. You're nuts. They lost to Ole Miss and then went on a heater. What are you talking about? They smashed Clemson.
Didn't deserve to be there.
This is why I get frustrated. I want to go back to the gym.
I hope they get cleaned out, South Carolina. 7.5 wins. Can I get the under there? 7.5 for a powerhouse like South Carolina. Only 7.5 wins. How's that possible? They're like the best team in the SEC this year. Oh, I wonder. Oh, Virginia Tech, Vandy, Missouri, Kentucky. Come on, this is like 11 win team. The South Carolina team. That's it, Joe. That's an easy over if you listen to this guy talk. 7.5. I mean, come on. Who are they losing to?
I'm not honestly, I want to jump through this screen. I really do. I would like to stone cold you, Steve.
Alabama
Austin,
at
smart.
Home? They got no shot. Alabama wins that game. At Ole Miss, that's an easy road win for the mighty Shane Beamer. At Texas A&M, no shot for Elko. No shot.
I didn't know I was doing the show with Leinart. I really didn't know. It's got it
You're
all
taking
figured
the over
out.
On South Carolina? You taking the over
yeah,
on
I'm
South
taking
Carolina?
The over. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. You're going to not, that's not going to go well for you. It's not going to go well for you.
Okay.
Under.
I'll take a shot. Good. You got it all figured out. You have it all figured out. So I'm going to ask you again, what's the team you're backing to win the SEC championship? If it's not Georgia, Texas,
Ole Miss.
LSU, Ole Miss. Yeah, no shot. Look at me. No shot. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss?
I put Ole Miss on the map last year. I said Ole Miss. Now
yeah,
you're
and how'd that go?
My coat
and that's why I'm on them now, because you're leaving them to the side. This is the year they rise, because you're leaving them to the dirt. That's why. You backed them last year, and because they hit a little bump in the road, now you get off the train, I'm hopping on. Lane will take me to glory. Meanwhile, the same old bell cows for you. LSU, Georgia. Can never stick the neck out with a pick. At least I'm going out there with Ole Miss. Sticking the neck out with a pick here in the SEC. I love you. The same thing. LSU, Georgia,
they're 7-1. They're 7-1, LSU. Don't start.
Bell cow. Bell cow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, so Joe's all in. He's pushed all the chips to the middle with the usual suspects, Georgia and LSU in the SEC, so you don't have to worry about that. That's all right. Ho-hum for you in the biggest conference in the land. You got any middle to low tier teams that you think are going to make a jump this year? You got anybody that, or is it just strictly bell cows?
You say, don't do that. Don't do that. You know what you're doing. Okay. You want to sound like you're the one that takes the deep shot. I'll tell you right now, LSU and Georgia are the front runners. I told you what I feel about Talon Green and Arkansas. I love Sam Pittman. They got a terrible schedule, but I love him as coach. At 140-1, I'll take a shot on
win
Arkansas.
The SEC?
Why not?
He got no shot.
Okay, so
that guy would be lucky if he makes a bowl game. That Pittman. Okay. He'll be lucky if he makes a bowl game.
Why don't you take your boy, Mike Elko? You backed him at Duke. You love your Marcel Reed, all the guys last year. Why don't you stick your neck out with Texas A&M, right? One better. Why don't Oklahoma with your boy John Mateer, right? John
Mateer. I like that Mateer. I wish he would have went anywhere else but Oklahoma. I can't root for Oklahoma. I just can't do it.
The only other team I would take, I'm going to take a shot on Shane Beamer and Lenora Sellers. He's like Cam Newton, 26-1 to win the SEC. I'll take a shot. What are you going to say now, tough guy? I tell you what. Wow. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? You love Diego Pavia. The kid's got heart.
Yeah, I'm so playing the over.
300-1 to win the SEC.
They're not winning the SEC. Get serious. I'm gonna take the over 4.5 though. I'm in on Diego. Guy's 30 years old. He's got experience.
30 years old. Here we go. You started with the SEC to upset me. You weren't serious about this because you started out.
I said this.
You said this. I like Ole Miss. Ole Miss was my pick last year. All I do is pick favorites. You're just gassing me up. That's it.
I like the over 4.5 with Vandy. You want to look at Vandy's schedule with me?
Sure, let's look at it. Come on.
They got some gimmies here, Joe.
Let me look at Vanderbilt. Hang on.
Charleston Southern at home. Charleston Southern, that's a win.
Vatek is difficult, but we'll
see.
They
can win that game. Vatek, they're a bunch of losers, too. They never win any big games.
Well, listen, even if they lose to Vatek, they should get the Georgia State game at home.
Right. That's at least two, maybe three. Utah State at home to win.
Utah State.
That's three. That means I got to win two games in the SEC.
Why not Alabama? You beat them in Nashville.
They'll lose to them this year. They'll get smashed by them. But they got to catch one of these teams at home, whether it's Missouri, Auburn, Kentucky. They got to get one or two of those teams at home. Two out of three. They got to beat.
They could beat.
They're not beating LSU. They're not beating Alabama. They're not beating Tennessee.
What about Missouri at home?
They could beat Missouri at home.
They can.
What's the deal with Missouri this year? They got another 30-year-old quarterback, too? What are they running in with?
What do you mean 30-year-old quarterback? What are you
Who's
talking
the quarterback
about?
For they Missouri lost, this year?
They lost Luther Burden. You know that. That's it.
Another overhyped guy.
Why? Luther Burden is overrated?
Overrated. Why isn't there a number for Missouri?
What do you mean number? What are you talking about?
A win total. Where's the win total?
I don't know. Which site you looking on?
I'm on FD. I'll have to check another book, I guess.
Where do you see no win total for Missouri? Wait a second.
No win total.
Hang on. You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know. Bo Prabula is the starter, supposedly. Ooh! Get him, Joe. WPS, Bobby Peace. Hog Wild knows.
Where's the number?
Hog Wild.
What did he say?
He said, you know, I should keep giving it to you over Pittman.
I like Pittman. I like the guy.
So then what's the problem?
They got no shot.
What? Why?
No shot.
Why?
When they bring this up, they brought this Jefferson back. Didn't they bring him back?
Oh, Talon Green.
Oh, Talon Green, whoever. He stinks, too.
You know, everybody, you're the guru. Diego Pavi is going to take you to the promised land.
Diego's won some games. He knows how to perform.
You know what, Joe?
On and off
you don't like the way
Pavi
plays football, that you don't like football.
No,
that guy's a baller.
You got to back him.
You have to back that kid. He puts that team on his back.
He should have gotten smashed by Texas. I laid Texas with 11.5, and they should have smashed. They were up 14-0, and Sark got a little nervous. And by the way, Prabula, just so you know, because you cut me off, he was the kid that transferred and left Aller high and dry. From Penn State. I remember him.
Yeah, in the playoff, he's the guy that didn't want to hang around because, you know, he knew he wasn't going to keep the job. Nice kid. Right. Good teammate, I guess. Good teammate.
You like Drinkwitz. You like Drinkwitz. You love him. Oh, now you don't like him. Okay. All right. Okay. You don't like him.
So I found the number. 7.5 for Missouri.
Yeah. Step up. You got a big mouth.
Plus money to the over. I can't. Who are they beating?
Well, you tell me. Who are they beating?
And they got some. They got three. They got three definites with Central Arkansas, Louisiana, and UMass.
Well, he likes doing there. That. Drinkwitz. He likes to pad it up a little bit.
He is playing Kansas, in the out of conference.
So UMass. We'll give him a pad. We'll what about a pad UMass? There. What about
yeah,
UMass?
They're going to destroy UMass. They'll destroy.
But that's
UMass.
My point. So that's a gimme win. What are you talking about?
They have three gimme wins: Central Arkansas, Louisiana, and UMass. You think Kansas
Missouri
is going to win?
What about
you
Missouri
think Kansas
State?
Is
gonna... What about Missouri State?
Oh, I
State?
Forgot it. Where is that?
November 15th.
November 15th. That's Mississippi State. Mississippi State. The Bulldogs, Joe. The Bulldogs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
We have officially opened the door on Carver and Lisi. And not only have we opened it, we've completely kicked it down.
Oh, really? That's the wall-to-wall coverage that we did? And meanwhile...
Did I say I was done? I said that...
You know, this Microsoft, too.
If you're just tuning in, you've picked a good night if you like college football. We've kicked the door down. We're rolling here. All right? I'm waiting to find out. If you with Mississippi State, with Missouri schedule, you're getting this drink with the 8 wins?
No, I'm down on Missouri. You're the one
Listen, it's about time. We got a family play here. Let's take this under.
Okay.
Let's root against this guy this year. Can we get together on this?
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. You know, the fact that Prabula left his team high and dry and he wanted to get out. Let's go after this guy. Let's go.
I hope
he gets smit. Is the under got the juice? What has the juice?
All right, here, look. This is who they got. Who's got the juice? You know, under 7.5 minus 155. That's not very appealing. You want to parlay it? So you can parlay the win totals on DK. I know FanDuel doesn't really let... They only let you do those win levels. They don't let you do the unders, really, on FD. DK lets you do the unders together. All right, let's put this one in the kitty. We'll find a couple others. Missouri under 7.5, we both like, right?
Yes.
All right.
Who else in this conference
do you want to go... On DK, you can. I don't think you can on FanDuel. DK's a lot more forgiving with what they let you parlay together. FanDuel's a little tight. They don't let you parlay the unders or the strict. They just get you do that. Like, remember we did that parlay 2 weeks ago, Joe, with the 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins?
Yeah.
But we want to put the unders together. We want to put, you know, that. Who else can we go after here? Who else do you not like in the SEC?
Auburn.
Let me look at
under
the schedule.
7.5 wins. Plus 134. I think that Jackson Arnold sucks.
The unders plus 134?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Let me see this. What kind of order do they have these things in? Like, how do you find anything on DK? Jeez.
Yeah, that's why I don't like DK for that. I'm sorry. Just don't. Let me get the schedule up.
I got it here.
Hang on. Auburn schedule. Hang on. Baylor. That's a tough one. I think Baylor can knock them off as a 2.5-point dog. Ball State, South Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Georgia. They're not winning these games. Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Vandy. Mercer and Alabama. They're not getting Let's go after them. They're going to go to Kyle Field and win. They're not going to beat Georgia. They're going to go to Oklahoma and win against your boy Mateer. No shot.
All right, 7.5. I'm with you here. I only see what is the deal here? Come on. I only see
1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, I don't even know if I can give them 4. That means they got to find 4 more somewhere else.
Not happening.
All right, so that's 2. We're under 7.5 Auburn.
Yeah, but we're doing this. I can't do it on FanDuel. We can't do the other one. Missouri's not there. I got to do it. We're doing a parlay. We're doing a parlay? What are we doing?
I tried to, but then I DK threw me a roadblock because I guess I can't put 2 teams from the same conference in the parlay for the unders.
Man, I mean, they're making it harder and harder.
Play them straight. You know what it is, Joe. We're in here, and we've got the Rubik's Cube, and we're trying to put it together. We're trying to find the best angles to give ourselves a chance. Maximize the value, as they say, Joe. And you know what they're doing? They're just coming over with a ball-peen hammer, and they're just smashing the Rubik's Cube every time we try to put it together. It's annoying, honestly. And frankly, it's annoying. But I don't think do Auburn and Missouri play each other? They did.
Yes.
That's why they wouldn't let me do it. Like, if I took Georgia Tech, they let me do it. Like, I just a random team that was there. So you can't have 2 teams playing each other on the parlay, on DK.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.